It's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with Vermont Congresswoman Becca Ballant, an at-large Democrat in office since 2023. Congresswoman Ballant, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Ian. I'm always happy to be here.
What do you hear about this effort to revive the border deal by Senator Schumer lately?
You know, I think it's a great idea. I think it was so irresponsible to have put in so much work in the Senate in a bipartisan manner to get a compromise on the border, only to have the Republicans kill the bill that they had asked for. And so I'm glad that he is going to consider bringing it back up. I think it's really important that we are looking for humane and effective solutions to border management. I hear from so many constituents that we want an immigration system that will adjust, that will address the challenges at the border, but will also give legal pathways for folks to be either long-term residents or people to be able to work here legally. And it's just not happening. And this isn't good for the economy. It's not good for border security. And I want people to know I sit in Judiciary Committee week after week with some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle who are continuing to use really hateful and hurtful rhetoric around immigration, and they're not willing to sit down and work on any kind of compromise. So I'm glad that Leader Schumer is thinking about bringing it back up. I think it's a good move.
Now, politically speaking, the last time there was an agreement, it was brokered in the Senate by a bipartisan group. It had White House backing, and effectively, former President Trump told Republicans not to support it. He didn't want to see President Biden get a victory on the border. Has anything in that calculus changed at all in the time since, now that Schumer is going to bring it back up?
Well, before I answer that question, which I think is a valid point, Ian, I just want people to understand how ridiculous that this is where we are, that you had a former president essentially directing members of Congress not to solve a problem for political reasons, not to alleviate suffering at the border, not to solve problems collectively in a bipartisan manner, but instead to essentially, you know, continue what the Republicans tell us week after week after week is chaos that we need to deal with. It's an emergency. And then when it's time to actually do that, to have the former president directing people not to do their work is outrageous. And so I think Schumer is counting on the fact that Americans are very frustrated. They understand why the deal was broken. You have Republican Senator Lankford being very public about it, saying it's not Democrats who ruined this bipartisan deal, it's Republicans. And so I think it's very important for us to have a robust conversation about this in the Senate, bring it to a vote, have people go on the record about why they are not willing to come together in a bipartisan manner.
What have been the impacts on Vermont of our current immigration situation, where you have migrants being flown, in some cases unwittingly, from places like Texas and Florida here to the Northeast? We know that, you know, a lot of areas in the Northeast need more workers, but what about the more acute situation of the relocation of massive amounts of people? What have the impacts been in your state?
I really appreciate that question, Ian. And the biggest impact that I hear about whenever I am talking to employers and communities across the state, it really is on a weekly basis, I hear people coming to me to say, we need more H-2B visas. We need to have a way for people to come here and work legally. We don't have enough workers. And when people are not coming here legally through legal pathways to work, it puts them in all kinds of danger. It puts their employers in danger. Let's make it possible for us to have an economy that's fully employed in Vermont. We have tens of thousands of jobs that are going unfilled, and it's a common sense solution. I hear this from Republicans and Democrats in Vermont. We ought to at least be able to get people legal pathways to work here. And so I hear much more about that than any other issue. And the other thing that comes up a lot is that we are a strong agricultural economy in Vermont. We are absolutely dependent on migrant labor to keep our farms operating, to make sure the cows get milked, to make sure the apples get picked. And that is just a fact of life in the agricultural community in Vermont. And I think we'd all like to see people who want to come here to work legally, let's give them a way to do that.
What about the news that broke a couple of days ago about the layoffs at the former Vermont Teddy Bear distribution center? What's your reaction to that news? And is there anything that Congress can do for people who might be affected?
You know, I'm always concerned when we have layoffs. Every business in Vermont is a critical business. We are an economy in Vermont made up of our small businesses. And I'm always very sad when you have a situation like we had with the Teddy Bear Distribution Center, that they weren't able to reach a lease agreement for the building. I think the biggest issue facing us right now in Vermont, in the labor market generally, and it doesn't specifically speak to this issue, but what we hear is that the housing crunch in Vermont is impacting our labor situation in pretty much every corner of Vermont. And so when you have a situation like at the Teddy Bear Company, we've got 30 people who are going to lose their jobs. We are always, you know, certainly on the state side, when I was in the legislature, you have programs that are both in-state and through the federal government to help people be, you know, reemployed. I'm sure it's going to be an all-hands-on-deck moment for the governor, because even if 30 people is a rounding error in New York, it is not in Vermont. It makes a big impact.
Mm-hmm. We just have a couple of minutes left in today's segment, but I was thinking about how much has happened since the last time you were with us in January. You know, there was a deal to keep the government open. There was another round of deal-making that kept the government open again. There was a vote by Democrats to help Speaker Johnson survive a challenge from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Anyway, how are you feeling about things in Congress over the last 5 months or so?
Oh, Ian, I'm a glass half full kind of guy, or gal, rather. And so I'm always looking for the positives, and I'm always looking for a way to be effective. It has been incredibly frustrating to have to deal with the chaos that the more extreme members of the Republican Party are carrying out in committee and on the floor, and certainly Marjorie Taylor Greene is a perfect example of that, who's not there actually to be doing work on behalf of her constituents, but just to disrupt the proceedings. And this is where it's critically important, whether it's a committee chair, whether it is the Speaker of the House, that you follow policy, procedures, and protocol, and equally mete out the punishment if you don't. And so it was unbelievable for us to have to watch committee hearings get moved around and canceled and rescheduled because you had Republican members of Congress not doing their jobs, but instead traveling from D.C. up to New York to be at the trial for former President Trump. This, you know, I say these things and I can't even believe this is where we're at right now, that I'm going to have to, I'm sure, when I'm home in Vermont, give interviews like, what is happening with Speaker Johnson going to the Trump trial? This is absurd. Can we please, please focus on what Americans want us to be focused on? Health care, housing, mental health crisis, making sure that working families have what they need, and to have our work upended by extremists, and there seems to be no consequences for that. So I am always going to try to find partners where I can, but I would like to see certainly a stronger message being sent by folks within the Republican leadership in their conference that they're serious about doing their jobs. And I'm just not seeing that right now. It's very frustrating.
Vermont Congresswoman Becca Ballant is a first-term at-large Democrat. When we come back the next time, Congresswoman, we'll pick it up right there.
Sounds good.